It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, our God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come before the throne of grace this morning, having nothing to hide. We confess all our sins and iniquities before you. Father, please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement, the blood of Jesus, atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We therefore ask you, Lord, to lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us so far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. All our daily endeavor we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Kindly join me in our regular test, Matthew chapter number 5, verse 14 to 16. I read from the Authorized King James Version this morning. God bless you as you follow the readings. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that in it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 16, by God's grace, on the topic we are treating, shining light indeed. Shining light indeed. By God's special grace, yesterday I concluded on the subtopic I treated for 2 days, and that is, three days, yeah. That is, how do we shine? How do we shine as children of light or as children of the living God? How do we shine? We have talked in the past on the enhancement, you know, for shining. Indeed, we've talked about the impediment to our shining. We've talked about why must we shine. And we are also talked about the purpose of light. We talked about the purpose of light and so on and so forth. But this morning, God willing, I'm speaking this morning on, and this might actually be the last episode on this topic. So I never can tell if the Holy Spirit didn't extend it more than this, then this might be the full stop on it. That is benefits of shining. when we shine indeed as light in this dark world, what are the possible things? Let me just mention few. If I'm able to mention more than five of it this morning, I will give glory to God. So, what are the things? According to the last verse, that is verse 16, the Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorifies your Father which is in heaven." Number one, I would love to talk about this morning is that when we shine, people see goodness, good things. They do good works in us. It makes them to see good works in us when we are shining. It shows the good part of us. It print out good pictures of us onto people. That is number one benefit. And that is the reason why we need to shine. That is the reason why we need to shine, so that the people can see the good part of us. Like I said the other day, that God has invested so much in you and I than not to shine. There are so many things God has, you know, invested into our lives. We cannot just allow them to lie waste. No. If you don't tap to whom you are, if you don't shine as the light, then the investment of the manufacturer of the light of the bulb, let's say the bulb that you bought in the market, and fixing it up into the lamp holder, and then switch on the switch, and then it's not coming, no light is coming out of it. That is a waste of time. The time you have spent to go and buy it, and then the money you spent, can you see? Waste of resources as well. So you and I must shine so that people can see the good works in our life, the good side of our life, God's own investment. Number two, whenever we shine, it glorifies God. That is it. That so we ordinary mortal, when they through you praise God, what kind of honor do you want more than that? That the name of God should be praised through you, through me, ordinary mortal. Yes, through me, it's a significant person. If God should be praised through me, if God is happy, God is glorified, God is worshipped through me. Is that not a great honor? It is a great honor. Another point I would like to make this morning is when we shine as the light in this world, it had values to us. It has values to us. Ordinarily, it will add value to you. People see you differently when you become the light of the community, when you become the light of your environs, when you become the light of your family. People see you differently. It had values. Another point this morning is that shining as the light will give us access to God's own glory. People will begin to see the glory of God in us, just like the radiation, you see, the radiation of the light, the brightness of the night, of the light. You see, that is it. It brings the glory of God into our life. It brings us, give us access, bring us closer to the glory of God. It reveals God's own beauty in our lives. It reveals God's own beauty in our life. Another point this morning is when we shine as light, it magnifies the light itself, because we are just reflectors. We are to reflect its brightness. Who is the light? And that is Christ himself. Don't forget, number one, number two I mentioned was it glorifies God. And this one magnifies the light himself. I am the light of the world. That is what Jesus himself said. John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. It magnifies the light himself when we shine. Another point I would like to make this morning is that when we shine as the light, it makes God to be committed to us. Can you see something? It made God to be committed to us as we are shining in the course of, you know, discharging your duty. If any man rises against you, they will see the other side of God. If anything want to fight you, they will see the other side of God. And if you need anything, you ask God, because you are in his will, because you are shining, God is committed to do your biddings. It makes God to be committed unto us. When we shine as light, what happens? It gives hope to people around us. It gives hope. It gives peace and security. Whenever there is light, people tend to sit down comfortably without fear of anything. Can you see? Light, the brightness of the light, give hope, give peace, and give security as well. When we shine as light, what happens? It makes us to, you know, it ensures us, you know, making wise and godly decisions. Because when you walk in the shining light, you'll be able to see clearly. You see where you put your leg. You don't just step on the broken bottles. You don't step on nails. You don't put your legs into the mouth of a snake that will beat you. No. You'll be able to see clearly. It makes us make wise decisions. At the same time, it makes us to see clearly the purpose of life. The reason, the will of God for our life, the reason why we are living, shining as light, keep us in God's purpose, keep us in alignment with the purpose of God for our life, because we'll be able to see. Another point this morning, whenever we shine as light, it, you know, defies the works of darkness. It exposes the evils of darkness. The work of darkness cannot reside wherever there is shining light. That is it. The Bible says, for this reason, the Son of God has manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. When we shine, we destroy, literally destroy the agenda of darkness, the work of darkness are destroyed. It will be very hard to see the manifestation of demons, manifestation of the devils around us whenever we are shining. You can't find them because the two can never ever coexist. I told you from the onset that the absence of light is what is called darkness. And the absence of darkness is what is called light. That's just it. So the two can never ever coexist. Not at all. They cannot coexist. It dispels the evil work whenever we shine. And the last one that I will be talking about this morning is, When we shine, okay, let me mention one more after this one. It makes us to become, you know, sought for. People begin to sought for us. They begin to look for us. When people want to count money, they are in the darkness, or they want to do something, they want to read something, where do they go? They go to the brightness of the light, where the light is shining. They come. So people will sort you out. People sought you out. Another point this morning that I cannot fail not to mention is this. Our brightness brings people to God effortlessly. When you measure up to the standard as a shining light, without much sweat, people see your life. Yesterday, I told you that we are the epistles that people read more than the Bible these days. So through what you are doing, it can easily influence people to come to God. And finally, whenever we shine as it expected of us, be sure that we will have assurance of heaven and the heavenly eternal reward. We have assurance of heaven and eternal reward. These are the few points I will be making this morning on the benefits of light, of shining light. As a light, talk to God. Lord, help me. All I want to do is to shine in this dark world. Help me to shine and help me never to lose my reward in heaven. In the name of Jesus, help me to shine, oh Lord, as it expected of me, so that I can have my eternal reward. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonirjulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. Or you can also reach out through any of the lines, +233-202-749-915 or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very day in your ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.